Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The center fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hector Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Fridley. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Merle Combs. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla strikes out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez juggles the ball. That's an error on Rodriguez. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda bunts towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Rodriguez moves to second. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a line drive into left field. Fridley picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Fridley. Rodriguez scores. Pierce moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pierce moves to third. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn bunts towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to third. Simpson moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen strikes out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mealy moves to third. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0-for-0 in the game. Miranda hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fridley hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Easter moves to second. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-0 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Easter scores. Hegan moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Simpson hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pierce takes first base on ball 4. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into center field. Minoso picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Minoso. Rosen moves to third. Doby moves to second. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fridley is walked intentionally. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Easter hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rosen scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simpson throws the ball into Avila, who tags Robinson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Mealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Pierce covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 1 in the game. Miranda bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Rodriguez moves to second. 1 out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter fields the ball and throws to Wynn covering. Safe. Rodriguez moves to third. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez scores. Pierce moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0 for 3 in the game. Zarilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Pierce moves to third. Fox moves to second. 2 outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mealy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Coleman now playing center field. Manny Minoso now playing left field. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Doby strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fridley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Rodriguez strikes out. 1 out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 1 in the game. Miranda hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Combs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Easter hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 3 in the game. Combs strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman bunts towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Avila covering, for the out. Fox moves to second. 1 out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Minoso hits a pop-up towards short. Combs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Robinson is walked intentionally. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 7-2, White Sox. Mickey Harris now pitching. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Robinson trying to get to home. Fridley throws the ball into Hegan, who tags Robinson, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Mealy moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone pinch hits for Mickey Harris. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.